7th Perek of Chulin, 6th Mishnah, Noig B'Toyv and Noig B'Tameya. The Arkama holds that Gidanosha applies to a kosher animal and not to a not kosher animal, and if he eats it, he won't get malchus for the Gidanosha. Rabbi Yehuda Ima Ap B'Tameya. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's Noig even in a not kosher animal. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Valim ibn Yaakov Nesa Gidanosha. Rabbi Yehuda says that already from the time of Yaakov Avinu and his family, there was an Israel Gidanosha, Vadayim Behemoth Tamei Muteris Lehem. And Behemoth Tamei was permitted to them, so it must be that there was no difference between a Behemoth and Behemoth Tamei. Omoloi Besinai Nema, Lashanichlum Koima, Lamaisa. The Rambam explains this is the mitzvahs we have today are all from Matan Torah. Even the ones, the Bris Mila and Gidanosha that were written beforehand, were re-given at Matan Torah, and that's a chiyuv. Mela, at the time of Matan Torah, when there was a chiluk between a kosher animal and a kosher animal, so too the issur of Gidanosha was only given to the kosher animal, not to the not kosher animal.